Today we're going to continue learning all about dreams, but very specific dreams today, not about dreams in general. Today we're going to get into actual dreams that were had by actual people and what the interpretations of those dreams meant. So we are on the top of Nun Vav Amid Aleph. Amalei Kesa de Rabbi Shob Rabbi Chanin. The Kesa said to Rabbi Shob Rabbi Chananya, changes the two on the east side. Amrisa de Chachmisu Tuva. You guys say that you're very smart. So Emily Mechazina Bechamay, if you're so smart, I would like for you to predict what I'm going to dream about. Amalei says, oh, I'll predict. Chazis de Meshachrilach Parsai Vegarbibach. You're going to see in your dream that the Parsai people will take you captive and will work you hard. Vireyabach Shakzi Bechutra de Dava. And you're going to have to shepherd Shkatzim, which are like little rodents, with a golden staff. Hirer Kula Yoma. What a strange dream. So all day he was thinking about that image of shepherding rodents with a golden staff as he's working for the Parsai, Ulor Techaza, and therefore that night he dreamt about it, because as we learned yesterday, you dream about what you think about during the day. Amalei Shavra Malka Shmuel. Shavra Malka said to Shmuel, Amrisa Dechach Misutuva. They say, you say you're so smart. Emily Mai Chazina Bechalmai. Tell me what I'm going to dream about. Amalei Chazis Dasi Rumai Veshavalach Vetachin Bach Kashyasa Brechai Dedava. You're going to see that the Romans will take you captive, and you're going to be grinding date seeds in a golden mill. So again, an unusual sight, grinding date seeds in a golden mill. Gold would be the worst metal to make a mill out of. It's way too soft. So here are Kuleyama. He thought about it all day. Ula Orta Chaza. And that night, that's what he dreamt about. Period. So first part is, Chachamim were able to predict dreams by offering outlandish suggestions, right? Outlandish images. Chacham were able to predict dreams. Let me write it in myself. Were able to predict dreams with outlandish images or suggestions. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Barhedya Mefasher Chal Mihava. Barhedya was a dream interpreter, which we learned yesterday in Tosos means that he was born that way. It's not a skill that one can learn. Mandiav Leigra Mefasher Leila Mal Yusuf. If anyone would pay him, he would interpret the dream in the positive way. Mandiav Leigra Mefasher Leila Griusa. If he didn't pay him, he would interpret the dream in a negative way, because we also learned yesterday that dreams follow the interpretation. So however you interpret it, that's the way it's going to turn out. Abai and Rava Chazu Chalma. Both Abai and Rava had the same dream. Abai Yavle Zuzi, but Abaye paid money for the interpretation. V'Rava Lo Yavle. Rava would not pay money for the interpretation. Amalei Akrinu B'Chalman. So they said to him, here's what we saw in our dream. We saw the pasuk Shorcha Tavuach Le'inecha, that your ox will be slaughtered in front of your eyes. And the pasuk continues. It just says V'Gomer. The pasuk continues V'Lo Tochal Mimenu, and you will not be able to eat it. And Chamorcha Gazel Milfenecha V'Lo Yashav Lach, your donkey will be stolen from in front of you, and it will not be returned to you. Your sheep will be given to your enemies, and there's going to be no way to salvage it. So the Rava Amale, Rava, he said to, remember, Rava's the one that didn't pay, you're going to lose your business, and you're not going to be able to eat because you're going to be so sad, you're going to be so depressed. Depressed people often lose their appetite. Tabai said, your business is going to be great, you're going to be so excited, you're not going to be able to eat. So he said, okay, let's try another one. Akrinon, we saw the following pasuk in our dream. And the pasuk continues, that you're going to have sons and daughters, but you're not going to be able to benefit any. They're not going to really be yours because they're going to be taken into captivity. So Larava to Rava, who didn't pay Amalei Kvushuse, so he said, yeah, they're actually going to be taken into captivity. Pshuto kimashmao, exactly what it sounds like. Labai Amalei bincha bincha ubintecha nefishi umintzvan bintecha li alma umedamin bat ba'peich kiduka azlan b'shivya, that you're going to have a lot of sons and daughters, and your daughters are going to go get married to people from other families, and therefore you're going to view it as if they were taken captive, because now they live with these other families and you don't get to see them as often. But what a bracha that is, that not only that he's going to have so many children, but that he's going to be able to marry off all of his daughters. That's a wonderful bracha. I was at a chasna recently, and right after the chuppah, I saw a bunch of women go up to under the chuppah and start davening under the chuppah. And someone said to me, yeah, that's the newest skula, to daven under the chuppah after a chuppah, that people daven under the chuppah as a skula for a shidduch for their daughter. So I mentioned it to someone who has daughters in the parsha of shidduchim, like, look at that, and the newest joke, the newest skula. And he said, don't mock it until you have daughters in shidduchim. It's a very stressful thing to have daughters in shidduchim. So no, but still, you try anything when you have. So what a bracha! He's going to have daughters, and they're all going to get married. Then they said, "Oh, and we also saw another pasuk in our dream." That your sons and your daughters are going to be given over to another nation. So you're going to have so many sons and daughters. You're going to want to marry them off to your relatives. It used to be very common to marry one's relatives. Specifically, which relatives were the most common to marry? First cousins, correct? And your wife is going to say, no, let them marry my relatives. And what happens when husband and wife disagree? Who wins? The wife. So va'achbalach v'yavdalah l'kreva, she's going to win. So davi ka'amacher, and that's like an amacher as far as you're concerned. It's like another nation, because they're not marrying your side of the family, they're marrying her side of the family. That's what's going to happen. L'rava amale debitu shchiva. Rava says, no, to Rava Bar Hedya said, what's going to happen is your wife is going to die. V'asu baneo ubunaseha lidei itzachriti, and you're going to get remarried, so her children are going to have to be raised by another woman. That's what it means. It's ka'am acher. It's like another nation, that they're going to have a stepmother, and sometimes those relationships can be fairly complicated. What does the pasuk mean when it says that your children are going to be given over to another nation? Zu eshes ha'av. That's a reference to a stepmother. And then they said, Akrinan b'chalamin. We also saw in our dream the following pasuk: Leich echol b'simcha lachmecha. Go and eat your bread in joy. And the pasuk continues, and you should drink ushsei b'leiv tov. You should drink with a good heart. Yenecha your wine. Hashem is ratzas maasecha, etc. So Labayi amalei. Tabayi said, Meravach ischa v'chalta v'shisisa v'krisa psuka miched v'dlibech. That you're going to have such a successful business. You're going to eat and you're going to drink, and you're going to say over this pasuk from the joy of the heart. L'Rava Amalei, to Rava he said, no, what this means is pasidiskech. Your business is going to be destroyed. It's going to be lost. Tavachta v'lo achalta. You're going to slaughter and you will not be able to eat. V'shasisa v'karisa l'vchuche pachtech. And you're going to have to drink to drown out your sorrows over the failed business. Akrinan, they said, another dream that both Abaye and Rava, coincidentally, had the same dream. Another thing we both saw in our dream was Zera Rav Totsi Hasada, and the pasuk continues that you will have a lot of seeds in the field, but Uma'at Te'esof, that you're going to be able to gather in very little, because the locusts are going to eat up all the seeds. So Labaye Armalei Mireshe, so Tabaye, he said, yeah, the emphasis is on the first half of the pasuk, that there will be lots of seeds, so that's the part that's relevant to you, because remember we learned yesterday that every dream, or 3 days ago, that every dream has a little bit of nonsense in it. So Tabaye said, yeah, the second half of the pasuk is nonsense. The fact that you're not going to get a lot, don't worry about that. First half of the pasuk about having a lot of zera, that's great. That's all about you. L'Rava Amalei Misefe, to Rava he said the opposite, that the end of the pasuk about how you're not going to have much, that's the part that's relevant. Akrinon, they said, we also saw the following pasuk, Zesim Yulucha B'chol Gvulecha, that you'll have olive trees throughout all of your borders, and the pasuk continues, but you're not going to be able to make any oil, it's all going to get ruined. So Labai Amalei Mireshe, again, Tabai said the first half of the pasuk is the relevant part. L'Rava Amalei Misefe, and Rava he said the second half of the pasuk is the relevant part. Akrinon, we also saw in the pasuk, V'ro Kalame Aretz. This pasuk we know, we've seen this earlier in the Masechta, that V'ro Kalame Aretz Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha V'yara Mimecha. Everyone's going to see that the Shem Hashem is on you and they're going to fear you. So what does that mean? So we saw previously, what does that mean? Elu Tefillin Shabarot. Now we have a different interpretation. Labai Amalei, Navak Lach Shma, Deresh Masifta Avisa, Emascha Nafalto Bialma. You're going to become famous because you're going to become the Rosh Yeshiva, and everyone's going to have a certain awe of you as the Rosh Yeshiva. L'Rava Amalei, to Rava he said, B'dayari D'malka Itbar Mitfasta Beganti, that the king's treasury is going to be broken into, and you're going to be arrested as a Ganav. V'dayani Kuli Alma Kalvachomer Aminach. And everyone's going to make a kal v'chomer from you, that if even honest Rava could be accused of stealing, oh boy, nobody is safe. And the next day, that's exactly what happened. That they arrested the king's treasury got broken into, and they arrested Rava. So I guess main point number two, Abaye and Rava saw the same psukim. How many psukim was it? Seven of the same psukim in their dreams. And for Abaye, it was interpreted positively, and Rava negatively. It was interpreted positively for Abaye, who paid, and negatively for Rava, who didn't. Now, we're not done yet with all the interpretations of Abaye and Rava, but that was just the part about the psukim. I mean, there are other things that they dreamt also don't relate to psukim, that they had the same dream. Abaye and Rava's conversations every morning must have been amazing. Like, hey, what did you dream about? Oh my God, I had the same dream, right, every single morning. So Amri Lei, Chazan Chasa Al Pum Dani. They said, oh, we saw a head of lettuce on the opening of a jug. Abaye said, oh, Ayef Iskacha Kachasa, your business is going to spread out like a head of lettuce spreads out. It's going to widen. So Larava Amalei, Marir Iskacha Kachasa, your business is going to become bitter like lettuce. Why is lettuce bitter? I mean, where else do we see it? Right, it's Marir. It's the number one item that you're supposed to use for Marir. It's the best item to use for Marir. Amalei, Chazan Bisral Pumdani. Then they said, oh, we also saw meat on the opening of a jug. Labaye Amalei, Basam Chamrucha, Vasu Kali Amal Mizban. Your wine is going to be so fragrant that everyone's going to come to buy wine and meat from you, because when you have good wine, you want to have good meat with the wine. To Rava, he said, no, your wine is all going to sour, and everyone's going to come to buy meat to get the awful taste of the awful wine out of their mouths, because your wine is going to be so awful. They also said, we saw a barrel hanging on a dekel tree, on a palm tree. Oh, that means that your business is going to go really high like a dekel tree. No, it means that your business is going to go sour like a date. We saw a pomegranate on a that was growing out of a jug. So Abaye said, ah, wow, your business is going to become very very successful. The stuff is going to be very expensive, like a rimon. L'rava armalei kavi iskech rimona. That no, your business is going to become very tart and sour, like a rimon. Amrilei chazan chavisa d'nafa labira. We saw in our dream a barrel that had fallen into a bar. L'abaye armalei mitvei iskach kedamar nafal pita babira v'lo ishtakach. Everyone's going to be trying to buy what you have to sell, but the supply is not going to be able to keep up with the demand. That's how great your products are going to be. It's going to be like it has fallen into a well where people can't access it because there's so much demand and so little supply. L'rava amalei, to Ravi said, no, this means pasid iskech. The stuff you sell is going to be junk to everybody. V'shadilei l'bira. So they're just going to throw it in a bar to get rid of it. Amrilei chazinan bar chamra d'kaya istan v'noer. That we saw a donkey that was standing on its head and braying, if that's what a donkey does. Does the donkey bray or neigh? Whatever, he's making noise. You're going to be a king. What does it mean, a king? He's not going to really be a king. When we say, melech tosif, who do we sing that to? To a Talmud Chacham, Rosh Yeshiva. You're going to be the Rosh Yeshiva. And they're going to therefore appoint you a speaker, someone who's your spokesperson, who says over your Torah. So that's the loud noise of the donkey that you saw in the dream. L'Rava Amalei, Peter Chamar, Goyet Mitfilech. To Rava, he said that if you look in your tefillin, the words Peter Chamar are missing from your tefillin. That's why you saw a donkey screaming, because the donkey was left out of your tefillin. Amalei, L'Didi Chazalivi, say, Rava says, ah, I got you on this one. I just checked my tefillin, and the words Peter Chamar are in my tefillin. Amalei Vav de Petar Chamar Vade Goyet Mitzvileich. He says, check again, because the Vav in Petar Chamar is missing from Mitzvile. Maybe the words are there, but the Vav in the word Chamar is missing. L'sof Azal Rav L'chudei L'gabei. Ultimately, Rav said, you know what? Maybe I should go myself. So Rav went all by himself to Bar Hedya to get his dream interpreted. Amalei Chazai Dasha Briyaz. So I guess main point number three will be Abaye and Rava had many similar dreams. This time not related to Psukim. And again, Abaye's were positively interpreted and Rava's negative. I don't know how many it was, I wasn't keeping count. Now, next stage. Rava decides he's going to go to Bar Hedya all alone. So he goes to Bar Hedya all alone, and he said, and here's what happens. Amalei Chazai Dasha Briyasa Denafel. I saw the outer part of the doorpost of my house had fallen down. Amalei Ishtcha Shichva. It means your wife is going to die. Amalei Chazya Kavi Vishani Denasri. Says, I saw my teeth fall out in my dream. Amalei Bincha Bintcha Shichva. It means your children are going to die, your sons and your daughters. Amalei Chazai Tarti Yoni Teparchan. I saw two doves flying in my dream. Amalei Trei Nashi Megarashta. You're going to divorce two wives. I don't know how many times Rava was married, but if you keep in count, it seems like a lot. So Amalei Chazai Trei Gargalidi Delifta. I saw two heads of turnips. Amalei Trin Kulfi Balata. You're going to have to absorb the strike of two paddle strikes. You're going to be hit with this paddle or like a baseball bat, something that's wide at the top and narrow at the bottom, like a turnip, and you're going to have to absorb two major blows. Azul Rava Hu Yoma V'yaseh Be'Midrasha Kuli Yoma. So Rava went to the Beis Medrash, figured, what safer place could there be where you're not going to get into a fight, a fist fight, than the Beis Medrash? So Ashkechanu Treis Sagi Nori Tavukum Menatz Be'Adei Adadi. But in the Beis Medrash, a fight broke out between two blind people. What a sad thing. Blind people getting into a physical altercation. So Azul Rava Leprokinu Umachul Rava Trey. Rava tried to go break up the fight. What happens when you try to break up a fight? Both guys, you get hit. So they got hit twice. Dalu Lemachvia Achriti. Then they picked up the stick to hit him a third time. Amar Mistayei Train Chazai. He says, no, I saw my dream only twice. I was only supposed to get it twice, not a third time. So that was the end. Lesov Asa Rava Viavle Igra. Then Rava said, you know what? Maybe I should start paying Bar Hedya. You know, Abaye pays him. He seems to get much better interpretations than me. So Rava said, I'm going to go pay him some money. So Rava said to Bar Hedya, I saw a wall that had fallen. Ooh, that means that there are going to be no borders to what you own. When you have a border on your property, a fence around your property, it means that's where your property ends. That fence falls down, it means your property never ends. That's what it means for you. You're going to be so rich. He says, oh, I also saw that Abaye's palace fell down, his house caved in, and I was covered in the ruins and the rubble and the dirt. Oh, that means Abaye is going to die and you're going to get his job as the Rosh Yeshiva. I don't know why that was good news for Rava, but Abaye is going to die, you can get his job as Rosh Yeshiva. He said, oh yeah, well I also saw my dream that my house is going to fall down and everyone's going to come take brick by brick away from my house. That means that your teachings are going to be taught throughout the world. It's going to be scattered all over the place. He says, I also saw in my dream that my head, my skull was cracked open and they took out my brain. So he says, that means that, what does that mean again? That the stuffing is going to come out of your pillow. It's not about your brain, it's not about your head, it's where you lay your head down to sleep at night on a pillow. So it's about nothing really important, just the stuffing is going to come out of your pillow, you have to spend a few bucks on a new pillow. Or sew it up. He said, I saw in my dream that they were saying Halal HaMitzri. Rashi says Halal HaMitzri means the regular Halal, as opposed to Halal HaGadol. Halal HaGadol is the one that Sod Hashem Kitov Kilom Chazda. If you're seeing Halal in your dream, then it must mean that a miracle is going to happen to you. So he was going together with him after he had interpreted this dream. I guess they were walking together. Ba'arba, by a boat. So Amr Bahadi Gavardim Shach Sheni Salamali. And he said, you know what? I probably shouldn't be hanging out next to a person who's about to experience a miracle. Why? Because if a person's about to experience a miracle, how do most miracles, you know, when you say, oh, it was a miracle, I was saved, right? Usually it's because something extraordinarily dangerous happened in that area, and the people around the person who experienced the miracle were often not as lucky. So you don't want to be hanging out with the guy who's about to experience a miracle, particularly if you're on a boat. Because if you're on a boat, it likely means that he's going to need a miracle after the boat sinks. So while Barhedi was jumping off the boat because he didn't want to be anywhere near Rava, when Rava experiences this miracle, his book of dream interpretations fell out of his pocket. So Rava saw, you know, the book with the wizardry and whatever, you know, the dream interpretations. Ashkei Rava, Rava found it. He wanted to see all these interpretations. V'chazadav k'sivbei, and he saw it was written in the book. Kol hachalomos holchin acharapeh. It's the only important line in the whole book. One line in the whole book. That all dreams follow the way you interpret it. However you interpret it, that's what's going to happen. So Rava realized there's only one rule of dream interpreting. Whatever you say, that's what's going to happen, as long as you are a qualified dream interpreter. So he realized that it was totally up to Barhedia to say all these horrible things that were going to happen in his lifetime. It's interesting that it was a whole book. Right, it was interesting that it was a whole book and it only had one line. It reminds me, my son Yisrael showed me, there's a book that's on Amazon, it's like a top seller on Amazon now, of reasons to vote for the Democratic Party. Oh, really? I don't know, it was like, and it's empty, right? It's just the cover of a book. 285 empty pages. Okay, so that was like this dream book. It only had one line. That was important. Kol hachalomos holchin acharapeh. So Amar Rava said, Russia, bididach kaim of tziartan kulei hai. This was all up to you, and you made me suffer so much. I forgive all of them to you, except for the daughter of Rav Chista, one of Rava's wives, who apparently was the daughter of Rav Chista, that died because of this interpretation. May it be the will of God that you fall into, you be captured by a melech who has no rachmanus on you. Amar, so Barhedya said, Maya Avid, what am I supposed to do now? Gemiri, to kill us chacham afil b'chinami ba'a. We have a tradition that when a chacham curses you, even if it's for no good reason, it's going to be fulfilled. V'kolshkein Rava de bedina kalayit, and especially Rava, who had every good reason to curse me. So Amar Ekum v'igli, says I better go into Galus. Amar Mar Galus mechaper asavon, because Galus is mechaper for averos. Come Galli l'beiru ma'i. So he went into Galus by the Romans. Azul Yosef apischa deresh trezina de malka. So he sat by the Reish Trezina de Malka, which Rashi says means the treasurer of the king. In the Masoras Hashas, he says it means the person who is in charge of the fine clothing of the king, the linens and the silks and things like that. So Reish Trezina Chazachalma, this treasurer had a dream. He said, I had a dream that a needle went into my finger. So Barhedia says, okay, pay me. He wouldn't pay him. So he learned his lesson. He wasn't going to interpret it for the bad, but he wasn't interested in interpreting it for the good either. So he just didn't say anything. He kept quiet. I saw that a worm who ate through two of my fingers in a dream. Amalei Havli Zuzah. Barhedi says, okay, pay me and I'll be happy to interpret for you. V'lo Yavle. He wouldn't give him any money. So V'lo Amalei. He wouldn't interpret anything for him. Amalei Chazai Dinafal Tichl B'kuli Yada. I saw that a worm came all over my entire hand. Amalei Nafal Tichl B'kulu Shira'i. So he says, yeah, a worm is going to eat through, has already eaten through all of the king's fine cloths and valuable clothing. Shami be Malka. So they heard about this by the Melech. Vasil Resh Trezina Kakatlile, and they summoned the Resh Trezina to get killed. This treasurer who was in charge of protecting these cloths, they summoned him to get killed because he obviously did a terrible job. Amalei Ana my Isul LaHaydav Yada V'lo Other V'lo Amar. He says, why are you bringing me? You should bring the one who knew about it and didn't say anything. There was a guy who knew what my dreams meant, and he knew that it meant that everything was going to be destroyed, and he kept quiet. So I sula Barhedia, they brought Barhedia. Amrle, Amtu Zuza Didach, Charvu Shirai de Malka. Because of your couple of dollars that you wanted to charge for the dream interpretation, all the king's silks got destroyed. So good job, buddy. Kafisu Train Arzi Bechavla. So as a punishment, they tied together two cedar trees with a rope. They bent over these trees, which are very strong wood, and tied them together with a rope. Asur chad kari l'chad arza v'chad kari l'chad arza. They tied one of his feet to one of the trees and another one of his feet to the other one of the trees. And then, Visharu Lechavla, they cut the rope that was tying the two trees together, and the two trees sprung out in opposite directions, with one of the feet attached to one tree, and the other foot attached to the other tree. And what happened? And each tree went back to its original place, and his body was split in half all the way up to his head, because each leg was yanked in the other, so it was like a chicken bone that it was just that he was just yanked apart in that way. So it did not end well for Bar Hedya. Yeah. Oh, under 25.